With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Decisions are published from Cabinet's October 2nd meeting. It was at this meeting that KMAD's leaders approved the issuance of drafting instructions to amend the Children's Act, the Status of Children's Act 2003, along with the consequential repeal of sections of the Maintenance Act and the Affiliation Act, along with any other amendments needed to finalize this new Children's Act Amendment Bill 2024. The Status of Children's Act ensures equal status of kids, regardless of whether the child is born in or out of wedlock or is adopted. It also covers the establishment of paternity and presumption of parentage arising out of the use of fertilization procedures. Cabinet also gave the green light for a Coastal Works permit to construct a dock on Crown Seabed offshore Water Key in Northside. They also approved the renewal of leases for the Department of Environmental Health, Cayman Brac, the police's digital forensics hub, the temporary lease of additional space for the elections office, and advised the approval to dispose of Crown property at Grape Tree Residential Condominiums at the southern end of 7 Mile Beach. And finally, for money matters, Cabinet agreed to bring forward $300,000 from the 2025 budget to this year for Cayman Brac and Little Cayman Roads, along with a shifting of $900,000 from the 2025 to this year's budget for public restrooms Grand Cayman. Mark your calendar, folks. The countdown to Pirates Week 2024 has officially begun. Here's CIDTV's Donna Bush.
The Ministry for Culture launches the 2024 Pirates Week Festival, and District Days are back. The announcement about this year's festival-themed Setting Sail Through Time was made during a press briefing on Wednesday morning. Minister the Honorable Dwayne Seymour shared details on the District Days, while the chairperson of the festival's steering committee, Patrice Biersing, talked about the meaning behind the festival.
The return of District Days will allow each community to showcase its rich traditions, food, music, and crafts, adding a local flavor to our national celebration.
While its name may evoke pirate folklore, it's important to know that Pirates Week is so much more than that. It's a celebration of culture, traditional and contemporary, maritime history, our local folklore, and Caymanian traditions that have passed down from generation to generation.
As in years gone by, a Pirates Week poster was revealed. Featured on the poster are two well-known Caymanians who dress up as pirates every year, as well as culture ambassador, Miss Universe Cayman Islands, Reagan Ruddy.
As an Olympic gymnast and pageant queen, I have learned the significance of having the spotlight shining upon you. Similarly, Pirates Week represents an extraordinary opportunity for our culture, history, and heritage to shine brightly in the spotlight.
You can go online to the piratesweek.com website for more information.
Government approved a budget of $574,000 for this year's festival to deliver, quote, high-quality experience that provides substantial cultural and economic benefits. For a full list of upcoming events, you can check out our community events tab at radiokman.gov.ky. And in other news, It's a dance party, but with brain surgery. That's the sound of a patient seen swishing her feet to the music of K-pop during the Health Services Authority's first awake craniotomy for brain tumor resection, performed by neurosurgeon Dr. Dwayne Cook.
We generally try to make all our patients as comfortable as possible. And she had a love for pop, Korean pop music. And we basically tried to include those in a playlist for her. She was singing along and having fun while surgery was going on.
The patient remains conscious during critical stages of the surgery. This approach is essential when operating near vital brain regions responsible for things like speech, movement, and cognition. By keeping the patient awake, the team can continuously monitor and test these functions in real time, making sure that the tumor is removed safely and precisely while preserving essential neurological capabilities. The surgery was completed successfully, with the tumor being fully removed, and the HSA reports the patient is doing well. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says at least 19 people have been killed, some of them children, in an Israeli strike on a school in the Jabalia area of northern Gaza. The Israeli military said it carried out what it called a precise strike on a meeting being held by Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged EU leaders gathered in Brussels to accept his plan to force Russia, through military means and diplomacy, to end the war. He said Ukraine and its allies must continue to apply pressure on Russia. That's the latest world news from the BBC.